Ah, Servilia, and Brutus too, how pleased I am to see you here today.
We wouldn't have missed the day our friend becomes the new consul of Rome.
Dear Servilia, you and Brutus are much more than friends, to be sure. I have always thought of you, Brutus, as the son I do not have. And of course, Servilia, as my closest of confidants.
My lord, you must know how much I look up to you and appreciate your guidance since my father died.
Brutus, you are a joy to me, and I know you will always make your sweet mother proud. But if you will excuse us, my son, I need a word with this beautiful woman on a matter of some delicacy. Wife, yes, she does gaze upon us just now.
I've heard that you leave for Gaul tomorrow, and that you may not return for a very long time.
It is true, sadly true.
Then you must write to me, Caesar.
I must.
And I you. Farewell then.
Farewell.
Mother, I have always wished to be like Caesar, and soon it may come to pass. The most powerful man in the city, and a consul of Rome, and to make you proud.
Brutus, you have always made me proud. Be careful.